Time to say hello to Jonathan Toby, the IPM agent for Amarillo all the way down to Corpus Christi.
You give me a new territory every time, I swear.
Got to keep you on your toes, dude. You're young, I'm old, so you know.
That's right.
Got to keep these youngsters on their toes.
I'm 31. I'm getting there. I'm getting a little middle aged, I suppose.
You look like you're a day over 22.
There you go. That's the idea, I suppose.
So you've got some rain over your direction since last time we talked, but we've kind of had some hit and miss stuff here. What's going on with the bugs out there?
Yeah, I got a little bit of moisture. Actually, I talked to a guy over there in Maple the other day, and he said he got 1.7 inches around the 4th and the 5th of July in combination. A little bit of hail that way. But, you know, when I'm doing my newsletter, I do rainfall totals for Dimmitt, and it seems like you guys are just short every single time. Hart got hit pretty good the last couple of weeks, and you know, really started the last third week of May, really, is when it turned on. But, you know, with these hit-or-miss rains, we've been getting some kind of weird activity this year. Last year, we battled flea hoppers real bad in cotton, and it seemed like every acre got sprayed, and every consultant I talked to sprayed most of their acres. Populations were pretty high up, but it's a really light year for insects. You know, we caught thrips early on, but I think guys handled it pretty quick with a couple residual shots of asphate and along with their herbicides and stuff. So, but other than that, you know, moth trap counts are down and below the five-year average, and we're really not just seeing a whole lot of insect activity. Flights are down a little bit, and actually this morning I'm heading up to Hereford to go do some southwestern corn borer population counts and then some stock splitting, and then we're heading up to Dalhart to go do some sampling. So a little bit of a busy day on that side of things, but you know, those two fields are in organic, so everything row crop that we're really looking at with the BT technologies that are on point and precise and can battle those insects are. So pretty light year, pretty easy year, I guess, with markets not looking amazing and prices not looking great and costs still going up for fertilizer and chemicals and things like that. You know, that's the one thing to kind of look forward to, that we haven't had a super big insect population on top of that.
Well, you don't want to put the nail in the coffin, man. You never know.
Yeah, I hope we don't have a big bollworm year. I hope it's not a big flea hopper year. I got to eat my words next week. But, you know, with these spotty showers, I think the cotton's growing and kind of getting back on track. And I caught my first bloom the other day. So once the field gets to 50% bloom, we don't have to worry about flea hoppers anymore. But some of those fields are a little bit behind. Still have some time, maybe 2 weeks tops for everything in the countryside there to get where we need to go. And there are some accounts of a little bit of spider mite activity hiking up in some cornfields. Really, we'll be checking the southwest side of that as they start to blow in with a predominant southwestern wind. But a little bit of population in pockets with some spider mites, but not a whole lot on that front either. They like the hot and dry. So we got a little chance for rain this weekend. That should keep them down as we start to go into tassel in most fields.
So what farm are you going to in Hereford?
I have no idea. I got a pin on a map, and I'm supposed to be there. It's Dr. Gilreth out of Amarillo. He's got some stuff that we need to go split some stocks and see what we got out there.
All right. You're talking about spider mites. They do like hot, dry weather. It looks like we're going to be right in line with that this week, because our rain chances now are been put off till Sunday. It shows on my stuff.
Okay. Yeah. They move that forecast around so much. It must be tough to be a weatherman. You just never know with these pop-up showers. It felt like we might get some last night, but never came to fruition, I suppose.
Say hi to your buddies in Hart as you drive through today.
Yes, sir. Say hi to George Pickleman, Mr. Franks, and Leo. This is John Toby at 712-790-9828.